The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Great. So, hello and welcome everyone to this gathering of Happy Hour. So, I wanted to share reflections about equanimity, which is the fourth Brahma Vihara. There are these four practices of the heart in Buddhism, the first one being metta, loving kindness, and we spend a lot of time at Happy Hour practicing loving kindness. The second one being compassion or karuna. The third one being mudita or vicarious joy for the joy of others. And the fourth one, and we do practice all of them, and the fourth one being equanimity, which sometimes seems perhaps the most subtle of them. And folks might even wonder, well, why is equanimity part of these practices of the heart? Because the rest of them, the other three, seem warm and caring, and equanimity, some people misunderstand as aloofness or kind of not caring, or like, oh, I'm equanimous, it's okay, whatever happens. So yeah, how is this one? How does it fit with the other ones? And we'll practice it tonight. And there's so much to say about equanimity, by the way. And in fact, I'm teaching a day long on equanimity on Saturday. Maybe I'll share information later. So there's so much to discover, but just to say here that equanimity is really the birthplace of warmth, kindness, compassion, because it's really the stability of the heart that is non-reactive, that neither falls into, doesn't get so overly involved and attached. Oh, I want you to be well because I want you to be well, and I'm so attached to it, and I'm going to, you know, grieve if you're not well. So that sense of overwhelm. And also, it doesn't push away, it doesn't turn away to say, oh, talk to the hand, I'm not listening, or I push something away with aversion. So equanimity is the sense of equipoise or balance of the heart that allows us to care, to love freely, openly, spaciously, unmovedly, and also there is warmth and care in equanimity, because if there was no care and equanimity, it would become complete resignation and turning away. But it's not that. Those are the near enemies or the masqueraders. So tonight, what I'd like to invite us to practice with, again, there's so many nuances of equanimity, but this feeling of equipoise, this sense of balance. I want to invite us to relate to equanimity tonight as warm-hearted balance. And what would that look like if we're cultivating warm-hearted balance in our heart? So warm-hearted balance, and to feel into it physically. So I've said enough. So let's practice together and see what it feels like to cultivate, feel into this warm-hearted balance. Okay. So arriving in our bodies, arriving in this moment in time, however it is. And can we sit with a sense of balance in our body, where our feet are not crossed, our arms aren't crossed, but a sense of balance and integrity, sitting upright, so that the body is relaxed, and yet sense of alertness, balance, Sitting dignified. What does that mean to you? Sitting with dignity. And yet relaxed. Take a moment to feel into your body. What does that feel like for you? Do your hands need to move? Does your torso need to move in order to achieve the sense of relaxed, 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 dignified uprightness? Feel into your body. What does it take for you to be sitting with relaxed, dignified uprightness? Pay attention to your neck. Pay attention to your face. Is it relaxed? Is it soft? Pay attention to your spine. Is it upright? Attention to your shoulders and neck. Are they relaxed? How about your abdomen? Is it soft? Your feet. Are they spread and touching the earth? Your toes. Relaxed and alert. Bringing awareness to your abdomen. As the breath moves in and out, can we invite our tuning into the calming nature of the breath, in breath and out breath? There is so much we can tune into in this moment. We can tune into distractedness, that's available. We can tune into sleepiness, agitation. We can tune into so many things. They're all available. We can also tune into calm. Balance. And this frequency is more available through the breath. If we follow the thread of the breath, and if you lose the thread, if you drop it, pick it up, following it. Thread of calm. Of balance through in breath and out breath. Dropping the other threads, not needed, can pick them up later. Choose wisely. Receiving the breath in the abdomen, in breath and out breath. Letting go of the thread of thoughts, plans, past, future, just here. The sense of spaciousness. With relaxed, relaxed, warm-heartedness. Caring. We care so much that we are present. We're not turning away from the breath. We're not turning away from this moment. We're fully present for this moment. Not leaning back, not pushing it away, not leaning into, grasping, neither overwhelmed, pushing away, nor entangled. We're simply present, calm and present with this present moment. As if you were present, fully present with a young child. Fully present. Not rushed. Impatient. Not wanting the child to be any other way. With a warm heartedness, simply present. And this precious child is the experience of this moment. Simply present for it with warm-heartedness. Letting it be just as it is, breathing with it. Even if it's challenging in this moment with pain, physically or in the heart, breathing with it, being present with it, giving it a lot of space. And if it's gladness or joy and delight, ease, too, letting the ease, the gladness be just as it is, the spaciousness. Breathing with it. Keeping its presence, keeping its company with equipoise, equanimity. Neither turning away nor falling into. In breath, out breath, keeping this moment's company. And if you lost a thread, it's okay, just pick it up. Calm, spacious. warm-hearted presence. Present fully for this moment's experience unfolding. Whatever it is. Reach in breath and out breath. Receiving, fully receiving. Spaciously receiving with a relaxed body and heart. The experience of this moment. Letting it unfold just as it is. As if it were the movie of your life in this moment. You're watching the movie of your life with interest, with kindness. With equipoise. Relaxed, relaxing every muscle of the body. And warm-heartedly with interest and curiosity, but not with entanglement. Being present, fully present for this moment's experience unfolding. Experiencing equipoise, equanimity, one moment at a time. Spacious, present, unentangled, caring. It's like this right now. How interesting. Watching it arise and pass away. Knowing it, feeling it arise and pass away. It's okay. It's okay. And as we bring this period of practice to a close together, appreciating yourself for having showed up as best as you're able to, no judgments. We're planting seeds, planting seeds, planting seeds of goodness and trusting that they will germinate in their own time, not our timetable. And together offering the goodness we have co-created, seeds we have planted to all beings everywhere. May my practice, may the turning of my heart and mind towards goodness be a support for awakening, for goodness, for all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be happy. May all beings everywhere be free, including myself. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. Ah, it's so nice to sit, and it's so nice to sit with community. It's definitely different and more profound to sit with community. So we have a little bit of time to turn and practice with community in the way of showing up now for one another with equanimity, with this warm-hearted presence that is spacious. And we'll spend about 7 minutes in small groups, groups of roughly size three. And the invitation is to show up for yourself and others, embodied with a sense of embodiment. And the question, the inquiry is, what supports equanimity for you, cultivating equanimity? What supports equanimity for you? And each person will offer one nugget, and the next person, then the next person will come back to you, will go round and round and round. So maybe one nugget will be, ah, when I feel my body, that supports equipoise, equanimity for me. Then the next person might say, ah, if I'm not in a rush, that supports having equipoise for me. The next person might say, if I'm aware of my breath or whatever it might be, just feel into your body. What supports equanimity for you? And you could also bring in, and actually let's just do that. What supports? Oh, also what gets in the way? That's kind of the opposite, the other side of the coin. So you can maybe tell you what, the first round, the first two rounds, do what gets in the way of equanimity. And then the next rounds, do what supports, and then keep going with that. Okay, so first two rounds, what gets in the way of cultivating equanimity. And then the third, fourth, fifth, etc. rounds, then what supports equanimity. Okay, and let's go alphabetical order according to first name. So, be kind, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Again, you're speaking, you're exploring for your own sake, not to educate, not to instruct, not to, and please don't comment, or as it's in the etiquette, you can click on it, the happy hour etiquette document, not commenting on each other's practices, and really staying with the practice, not just what happened earlier or yesterday. So, and the rooms are created. I'm going to open them. Take care. Here we go. And welcome back. So, would love to hear what you discovered. Any discoveries? What gets in the way? What's supportive? What is equanimity? Hope it was a rich experience. So, you can raise your Zoom hand. You can also, I'm going to turn chat to be everyone. You can also share your reflections in chat. What did you discover for this, for the sake of everyone? What did you discover? Mima.
Thank you, Nikki. I think it was funny because even the things that don't support us was still, like, in my case, it's impermanence. It's like that doesn't support because I shared that I had a real tiny little crock pot, and last night it broke. I was washing it and broke. I was like, no, there goes my equanimity, right? And then I was like, but that's the way it is. It's okay. It's okay. But it was amazing to see that. And then I love the building one another with the things that do support us. It was humorous. We had fun. So thank you for that tonight.
Oh, that's great. That just makes me so happy, so lighthearted what you're sharing. And also I love the story of the crockpot and you're right. Impermanence challenges equanimity. It doesn't get in the way, but it challenges it. Things are impermanent and that's just the way it is. And I loved how you came back with this challenge of, oh, I broke. Like that's just the way it is. Things break. And that wisdom of, yeah, sweetie, things are impermanent. That's great. That's a great example. Thanks for sharing that, Mima.
Thank you.
Ah, yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you. Katrin, please.
Hi, thank you for the practice. I got very relaxed. It was very nice. I was recognizing that one, like the main obstacle for me to equanimity is my mind, of course, but particularly the self-critical sort of like scanning for what am I doing wrong or what is wrong in the environment, and that what supports me is to turn towards that part of my mind with loving kindness and compassion, and just be like, oh, sweetheart, you're really trying to keep me safe by beating me up, or by, or by pointing out how all the possible things that could go wrong. And that doesn't feel very equanimous, but I love you, and I really appreciate your care. And then that seems to be the way. So the way, like you're letting the heart be the bridge into equanimity.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Letting the heart be the bridge. That kindness, that compassion of care, especially when the mind is overvigilant. Yeah, balancing. It's a way of balancing because it is in some ways the mind in that case is pushing experience away. It's bad, it's wrong, it's an enemy. So befriending, by befriending yourself and experience, bringing that balance back instead of lopsided. I'm like, ah, this is terrible. It's okay. Yeah. And also, one thought that arose is maybe another way also to bring balance is, oh, what's going right? What's well? What's working well right now? And it's what's nourishing in this moment. So, great. Thank you, Catherine. Thanks for sharing that. And I see your Zoom hand, please.
Thank you. Something that came up is so it's about to be a year since my oldest brother killed himself, and
Sorry.
thank you. I noticed like I'm just more anxious than usual, and I'm like, well, it makes sense. Anniversaries always get to me. So even when I'm not directly thinking about him, but something that has helped has been going to a group that is specifically people that have lost siblings to suicide. So I think finding people that have been in a very similar boat, because I can understand people not being able to connect about it if they haven't been through it. So.
Of course. Of course. So
Yeah.
finding community. It's
Like specific people.
through community, finding your balance and equanimity, equipoise through the shared humanity, the common humanity of those who are experiencing this grief, this loss, this all the various aspects of grief, which are more complicated, of course, and more piercing in the case of suicide. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. And please, Anne, remember self-compassion. Remember self-compassion. Because it's hard. It's hard for you. It's so hard with everything that arises, all the aspects of grief. So remember self-compassion, and equanimity may be appropriate sometimes, and it may not be. It's more, so see what's appropriate at the given time. Yeah. Thank you so much for speaking up. So dear ones. Oh, Sarah, I see your hand. Whoops, wait, I asked the wrong person to unmute. There you're, Sarah. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your teachings, Nikki. It always helps me to find a way to make sense of a lot of things. Something that we talked about in the group was about how to find equanimity in the face of suffering in the world, not just the suffering that you face in your life, but greater sufferings that they are sometimes very difficult to make sense of. And then, as you were offering the teaching, something came to mind that today I was listening to Sharon Salzberg, one of her books, and she used the term, she was not specifically talking about equanimity, but she used the term tolerance. And she used this term as a way that like we would increase our tolerance to be able to let in anything, the realities of the world, including the dark realities. And she used the example of the river of the self, expanding the capacity of the river of the self so it doesn't overflow in the face of new waves or whatever is going and coming and going through it. So that expansion, that tolerance, it doesn't mean that you don't react in the world or anything like that, but it's just like you are actually more capable of letting things in without collapsing. So that as you were talking, it just like clicked that maybe tolerance in that context would also be a good way of looking at equanimity. So I
Yes.
thought I would just share this and ask for your thoughts on that.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thanks for bringing this teaching and this beautiful metaphor from Sharon. I love it. Yeah. The idea of this expanding our capacity, like this river, expanding this tolerance to be able to be with. That's exactly it. You can see equanimity. So it's not being aloof. It's you're being, you're. Yes, exactly. You're expanding your capacity, your tolerance to be with all things with care. I think I add that aspect of it with care so that there's no overwhelm. You can be with the river as it flows through you and your banks are being expanded. Beautiful. Thank you so much for bringing this insight of yours. And I'm so delighted that it clicked from what you're listening to this morning and the meditation. And yeah, that's just beautiful. Yeah. Just beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, I'll bring that in also in my teaching this Saturday. So I wanted to share with you the link for the Equanimity Day Long that I'm teaching. It's both online and it is in person. So if you have time and space and interest, it's 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Will it be recorded? Asks Bill. Yes, it will be recorded. So if you register, yeah, you will have access to the recording. So yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. So, dear ones, thank you so much for your practice, your participation, your wholehearted participation. And sharing of yourself with one another. Let's dedicate the goodness of our practice, trusting there is goodness, seeds of goodness planted here. May our practice be of benefit to all beings everywhere in ways we cannot fathom and imagine. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much. I am going to stop the recording.